Adrian Francis on ABC Radio.
Well, as the election campaign kicks into a new gear, spare a thought for refugees and the story from a Tanzanian refugee camp to a Canberra home. Nicodem, who is 13, Dixon, who is 11, and Sophia, who is 10, are orphans. They fled Burundi as small children with a kind stranger after their remaining family in Burundi were killed in the war, and they've been living unaccompanied in a Tanzanian refugee camp for 7 years. But now, after a long process and a lot of fundraising by Canberrans, they've finally been granted orphan visas to allow them to enter Australia to live with their aunt Esther and cousins in Canberra. Here to tell us more is Juliet Behrens, the Vice President of Canberra Refugee Support. Yuma, good morning to you, Juliet. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Adrian. Thanks so much for having us on.
Please tell us more about Nicodem, Dixon and Sophia, these three orphans.
It's quite an extraordinary story, Adrian, and one that always, nearly moves me to tears. These children have lived the majority of their lives in a Tanzanian refugee camp, as you indicated. Have been there. Sophia's now only 10 and she's been there since she was 3. It's very difficult to think of unaccompanied children living in refugee camps. And the UNHCR does the best that it can, of course, and provided a foster carer for these children. But their aunt Esther, with the support of CRS, has run an extraordinary effort to get orphan visas, which are quite hard to get for these children. So they arrived in Canberra on Wednesday, Adrian, which is just wonderful.
Oh, tell me about the scene. What did you hear? Well, what did you see?
Well, I wish I could tell you. I in the end decided not to go because I suppose there were a couple of other supporters going, and as you can imagine, these children are likely traumatised. They've never seen anything other than a refugee camp, and they'd been put on several planes and travelled across the world. And so I think it was important that the welcome was welcoming, warm, but not overwhelming. So a couple of my colleagues who have been supporting Esther and her family went along, and one of my colleagues, Amanda, took some gifts for the children. The two boys apparently are very keen soccer players because soccer's very big in the Jutu camp, but they'd never before had their own soccer balls. So Amanda took them some soccer balls. And there was a gift for Sophia as well. No doubt she would have welcomed a soccer ball as well. But Amanda actually went to try and get her a doll. And at the particular department store where she was buying the gifts, there were no dark-skinned dolls, so she ended up buying her a soft toy instead. So I think the children are very happy to be here, but no doubt exhausted, and there's lots of logistics, as you can imagine, to work out.
Now, there has been an incredible rally by Canberrans and people further afield for a fundraising drive using a platform called the Chuffed Crowdfunding Academy. I had a bit of a look this morning, Juliet, and it looked like more than $30,000 had been pledged by individuals, lots of small amounts towards supporting this family make a new life in Canberra.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. So we've got now over $37,000, and the donations range from, extraordinary donations of $5,000 made anonymously to, the lovely person who donated $35 and said, "I wish I could give more." Mm-hmm. So it's just remarkable. So a lot of that money has been applied to airfares for the children, but also we had to employ someone to bring them here who spoke. They don't speak any English at all. So, and they were travelling across the world, never seen anything other than the refugee camp. So we employed a Kurundian-speaking woman to come with them, accompany them. And so about 14,000 or so of those funds has been used in airfares and in that support. The balance, I haven't said anything much about Esther's story at this stage, but she herself has an extraordinary story. She was a refugee from Burundi. She's a single mom, has five children of her own, one with special needs, and now she's taking in these three, her two nephews and niece. So she's going to have a household of eight children. She's an extraordinary woman. It's going to be difficult for her. And so what we're hoping is we can raise some more funds so that we can supplement her income and also meet, you know, the sort of capital expenditures. Like we had to buy bunk beds and clothes. The children had, Sophia didn't even have any shoes. So we had to buy clothes for the children. And yeah, so the more that we can get, the more that their lives will be able to be as fulfilling as they can be. And I mean, there are other things like we need to, I expect that they'll need some trauma counselling and that kind of thing. So the funds that we get, I can promise people will be put to the best possible use. Esther doesn't, so she's the sponsor of the children for certain Australian visas. You have to have a sponsor, and that means that that person guarantees to the Australian government that they won't make a claim for Centrelink benefits or and some other benefits. So Esther won't be able to get family tax benefit or anything like that for these children for 2 years. So what we're hoping is we can supplement her income from these funds raised for the next couple of years at least to get her through this sponsorship.
Wow, so eight children in total, the three new children who've just arrived. What's your understanding of how much she'll actually need to support them? And ideally, I'm imagining also their return to school, but here in Australia in the future.
Yes, so they will be going to school. That's one of the logistic things that needs to be worked out because Esther's five children go to a local Catholic school, and the Catholic school's been quite extraordinary and has agreed to take in the three orphans, but one of the problems, of course, is because they don't speak any English, they need a very intensive English language program, and the ACT government offers such a program, but it's not, unfortunately, available, as we understand it, to children who attend private schools. So there's all that logistics to be worked out, but I think Esther's hoping to have the children into the intensive language program maybe this week or the week after when they're rested and so on enough to start their schooling lives here. But it's so amazing to think they're going to have the opportunity of everything that Canberra has to offer after the lives that they've had so far. It won't be easy, but the generosity of Canberrans will really help Esther and the children. And she also has a lot of support from wonderful friends who've been supporting her, including my colleagues Amanda and Maureen. So,
Juliet, what are you hearing from Esther and also Canberra Refugee Support about how the family are doing now this week after that reunification on Wednesday of last week?
I think they're just all overjoyed and happy. Esther, I think, is just so happy to have them here, and the children are happy to be here. But as you can imagine, there's lots of work to be done and lots of logistics to be sorted out. So I think everyone's focusing for now on just getting the children rested and fed and built up, and then looking towards starting their normal lives here. Yeah.
So, Juliet, for anyone wanting to find out more, perhaps get involved, if they're not familiar with the Chuffed Crowdfunding Academy, what do they need to know?
So it wasn't a platform that I was familiar with at all, but it's a bit like platforms like GoFundMe, except it's got a public interest focus. So you can just, if you just Google Chuffed, you'll put in Chuffed into your search engine and you'll get there. The what I'm hoping is that perhaps the ABC might be willing to put the website to enable people to donate up on your website. That'd be wonderful if you were willing to do that. Or people can look for it. It's just chuffed.org /project/orphans home.
Juliet, we'll put that story up at our program homepage. We do publish audio with pictures and links when we can, feature stories like this one. So for anyone listening in a little bit later on today, go to ABC Radio Canberra Mornings and you'll find the story of Nicodeme Dixon and Sophia and the links should you wish to find out more. Juliet, to you and everyone involved with Canberra Refugee Support, very best of luck.
Thanks so much, Adrian. We really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and thanks for your support.
ABC Radio with Adrian Francis.